music by the Commodores this morning. Sunday Morning Easy is the program. My name is Ward Graham. Thank you very much for joining us for our music and information this morning. It's about 9 minutes and 15 seconds past 11 o'clock in the morning. I've been talking about this book called Do Not Go Quietly, Real Solutions and Empowering Strategies for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. That's such a neat title. And I have Sedina, one of the authors, Sedina Campanelli, George and Sedina Campanelli, husband and wife, are the authors. And Sedina is with me this morning. And Sedina, you're on the line with me now. I have read through this long media kit that you have sent, you have provided, and it is so interesting. It really is.
Thank you.
I have here in front of me some on-air introductions, some suggestions of things that I might say as introductions to you and your husband. But I've been talking about you all morning, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I have to. In fact, I put your name on my website as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Orv.
It's such a fascinating topic to me, maybe because I'm at that age that I'm not ready to go quietly. But what you're offering is what you call strategies for people who weren't born yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to have a little humor in there, Orv.
Well, you're right.
And it really is true, isn't it, that we were not born yesterday. This book speaks to generations who witnessed and, you know, gave birth to the civil, human, women's rights, many social revolutions, anti-war, disarmament, environmental movements, and it encourages us to stop waiting for less than effective governments and institutions to address the enormous challenges that directly impact our lives more and more every day.
More and more. You're right. Where are you, by the way? Are you in Phoenix, Arizona?
No, I'm in Santa Fe, New
Santa
Mexico.
Santa Fe, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry George couldn't be here. But I'm just really pleased to be on this show.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking about the book.
Now, Sedina, you are not only a co-author of this book, along with your husband, George, but you're an actress, a speaker, a business consultant. You do all kinds of things.
Yes, I do. I do. I encourage people to follow that thread of passion from when we were younger. You know, I started off as an actress thinking it was about me getting myself out there, and discovered that those skills, those tools of speaking in front of people, feeling comfortable with that, and being able to relay the message was something I was going to use later in life, and met my husband George, who's a phenomenal corporate consultant, and he basically trained me, and I've been doing it for the last 15 years. We've been working with just leading organizations around the country. And then we began writing books, and there's a whole story behind that, how we came about Do Not Go Quietly. Our first book was Say Yes to Change, and our second book was Authenticity.
So people under 50 are looking at people with gray hair my age and thinking, I wish they'd get out of the way so I could have those jobs. move on. Go sit in your rocking chair and clip coupons.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I don't think any of us are going to buy that, do you?
Well, some do, but not me.
No. I mean, I really believe that this is a different time than what our parents went through. You know, our parents' quote-unquote retirement is different than what we are going to be doing with our lives. After all, as I said earlier, we've all been either witnesses or part of major cultural change.
Is that what you're talking about when you talk about the demographic revolution?
Yes. This is an incredible time that we're going through. I mean, we're entering a time of demographic revolution where over the next several decades, and it's really, you know, exponentially growing. It will result in a very large number, some say half of the populations of most industrialized nations on Earth, being 50 or older for the first time in history. So this is not something that we've ever dealt with before. And one person joins this group or of every 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The number of older people is expanding faster than the number of young people. And studies indicate that this, you know, graying of the world's population is going to continue unabated for the first 75 years of the 21st century. And we used to think, they thought it was a blip on the screen, but that's not so.
Not a blip.
No. And there, you know, there's compounding facts like increasing longevity, decreasing birth rates, dramatically increasing, shrinking tax base. And every aspect of our lives will be impacted. There's just no way around it. Healthcare and medical services, the way we pay for and deliver them, you know, the way we design and make thousands of everyday products, how we travel, what we travel in, our concept of private ownership, it just goes on and on. The foods we eat, the type of exercise we practice, the way we use our natural resources is all changing. You just have to go to an airport to, you know, verify this.
Mm-hmm.
With all that, you know, it's stepped up so much. This is my experience in traveling, doing this book tour around the country, is that we find, my gosh, there's so many more wheelchairs than there ever were.
Oh.
I don't know if you've noticed that. And there's, you have to walk for miles. How are you going to do that when you get older?
Yeah. So wellness plays a major role in all this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you encourage us in this book to live the life we were born to live.
Mm-hmm.
How do people know what that life is?
Well, the book outlines, it's a very interactive book, and so there are chapters where we outline and really guide people through to discover what that is. One of the ways, I like to think of the old-time spectacles, you know, we need to relook, respect, look inside at what are some of the gifts and talents that we've always had, and maybe we had to put aside to have children or, you know, to take care of grandchildren or have a job, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And resurrect our dreams is really what we're encouraging people to do. And the book outlines, as I said, and guides people through ways to do that. But just as a starter, if you're listening, you can remember those things that made you happy, that gave you great joy, that turned you on when you were doing them, that were very, maybe you felt creative or alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a clue that there may be something, I don't know, maybe you want to volunteer. And sometimes volunteering will be a catalyst for us to go further and to go to the next step. There's just so many ways that we can open our hearts, our minds, our everything to this time of life. Because if we're not growing, you know, we're really allowing rigidity to set in. Change is very good, so and you never grow until you change.
My guest is Sadina Campanelli, who, along with her husband, have written this book, Do Not Go Quietly. Before we get too far away now, let's find out about this book. Is it out now? Has it been released?
It is released. It is on, I believe, Amazon now. It's a Hay House publisher, so published book, so you can go on Hay House. And April 16th is our official launch. But it's out there, and it's very exciting. We look at this whole thing, you know, as behind our co-founded organization, which is Age Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at it as a movement whose time has come. You know, it's time to wake up to this time of life and celebrate.
So,
new territory, but, you know, we can do it.
You talk about, in the book, you talk about the gift that keeps on giving. What is that?
Well, the gift that keeps on giving is really our own authenticity, our own power to do whatever we need to do in the world. It's a matter of going back into that space that's kind of at the bottom of all the insecurities and everything else that we have. It's going back to our heart, really, and our wisdom, our innate wisdom, and everyone has it. You don't really need to talk to anyone else. It's there within you, and it does keep on giving, and you can rely on that. And that, I believe that that is truly the, I think that's the gift that we have to give to humanity now. It used to be about procreation and having children, and not that that's a bad thing. It's just, it's switched. We're older now, and our gift can be the experience and wisdom that we have to share, and I think we're going to, you know, that'll be our donation to the survival of humanity.
There's a chapter called No Faster Than Feelings Can Follow. What does that mean?
You're picking such interesting things, Orv.
Sorry about that.
Very nice. Okay. Well, it's a, for me, that's about breathing. You know, you go through the day and you realize, whoop, I'm not even breathing. I'm holding my breath, right? I'm rushing. And it's about following our feelings. So rather than rushing right over them, which I know that I, when I was younger, I had a tendency to just go full blast, right past opportunities, right past everything, because I was going so fast, I couldn't integrate into my whole being and breathe into the moment. So it's about being in the present moment and really enjoying where we are in this moment.
Why do
and
you
not
say,
going beyond it.
Why do you say the best is yet to come?
Oh, because I completely believe that's true. I really do. I think, I believe that it's, I call it beyond aging. There's even been extensive research on thousands of people, 50 plus, and they found what's called a developmental possibility for the second half of life, which begins at 50 and really ramps up at 80. And this development is not of the body, because we don't deny physical performance will decline, right? But it's the development of the mind and spirit. And for those that are willing to tap into this stage of evolution, the decline of the body and all of that will be easier to bear. And they're showing that there's an increased inner security, a redefinition of time and space, of life and death, and the self, and relationships to others, and all of this wonderful stuff that we didn't have, you know, even access to when we were younger, because again, we were going too fast.
Yeah. But now we've slowed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And which can be a good thing.
Yes. We can breathe in.
Yeah.
And also, you talk about legacy and stewardship.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, it's a very important piece if we're willing to do the work of, we call it harvesting, and actually that phrase, that term comes from Zalman Schachter Shalomi, the rabbi who began the spiritual eldering movement, and he talks about harvesting. And what it is just what it means. We're taking all of our gifts and talents and wisdom that we have garnered to this point in our life and do the work, and the book takes you through that of discovering, uncovering, you know, like a rock, pulling that rock up and seeing, well, what's under there that I've always, you know, that I've done. And yeah, looking at some of the mistakes we've made. We learn from our failures and our mistakes.
And we all make them.
Yeah, and from that we have a deeper understanding, Orf, and that deeper understanding is what I think the world needs so desperately.
Sedina Cappanelli is my guest. She's a co-author of a book just out, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. Sedina, if you had some closing advice for people who weren't born yesterday, what would it be?
Well, I would say to follow your heart. I believe if you trust and who you are, and that there is a purpose for you to come here, and that you have something to give that nobody else has to give, and to relax into this time, to maybe change your perspective of this time of life, be willing to open to a higher perspective that perhaps this could be the best time of your life with richness and wisdom and experience that you never had before, and be willing to share it which is your legacy that you'd be giving, and just take it slow and make that be okay. So it's an opening. I'm inviting people to open as I'm doing every day, and it's a process. This is a transition. It's kind of like our second puberty. And so we have things to learn and grow into, and it's exciting. This is a wonderful time of life.
Keep on doing it.
Keep on, yeah.
Keep on, yeah.
And get involved socially and politically, and don't let everything don't let them take away our rights and base everything on economy. Let's redefine what it means to age and honor our elders.
Sedina Cappanelli. So interesting. Fascinating stuff. The book is Do Not Go Quietly, and it's available right now on Amazon.com, and it comes out in your bookstores this week then sometime, huh?
Yes, it does, this weekend.
Sedina, thank you very much. So nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful host you are.
And say hello to husband George.
I will.
Thank you.
Take good care.
Okay. Bye. It's 25 minutes now past 11 o'clock in the morning.
What's better than being named one of the top 50 hospitals for heart care? Being named a top 50 heart hospital 2 years in a row. Decatur-